Greetings, fellow chocoholics, and welcome to Chocolate Habit, your weekly review of ethical chocolates from around the world. I'm your host and curator, Max Gandy, founder of DameCacao.com. Let's dive right into this week's habit.
Today we're tasting Bellflower Chocolate's Cocoa Camille Bar. It's a 70% bar, and I didn't actually realize this until right before I was about to taste it, but in the tiniest print possible on the very front, it says, with black lava sea salt. It's literally sideways on the bar. I don't know. So it's actually a 70% bar with sea salt. And the packaging is, it's quite small, but very thick, like maybe the size of a very small iPhone, like the first iPhones ever. And it's a dark gray color with a sparkly strip of gold tape in the bottom left corner. And it actually only says the name of the company in a circle in their logo in the bottom right. The biggest words on the package by far are Cocoa Camille, the name of the cacao brand from which they source the cacao for this bar. And on the back, it actually talks about Cocoa Camille. It doesn't really say anything about the makers, but they're based in Seattle. They're very small. They don't have a shop of their own at the moment. And they deliver a lot of chocolate in the Seattle area by bike. That's about all I know about them. So let's dig in. Opening up the bar, inside is an aluminum packaging, or aluminum inner packaging. Something I really appreciate about this packaging, actually, is that it's not just aluminum inner packaging. It's inside of the aluminum itself is a very thin piece of, like, paper, like tissue paper, which keeps in the aroma and the flavor of the chocolate. Something you don't see very often, but which I really appreciate. And they have another little sticker inside. So giving it a whiff, it's a quite deep red. I'm getting a lot of red, like red fruits, like winey smell. And I don't know if it's because I already know that there's salt in it, but a little bit of salinity. So Oh, wow. Okay, on the back is actually all of the black lava salt. And if you stick your nose right up in it, like I like to do on occasion, it smells like an appetizer you'd have with wine. Like, it smells quite savory. As I said, the bar is actually super thick, so ay, Dios. Okay, that took some effort. We're breaking off of a piece. Yeah, I'm really not getting much cocoa at all. It's just, like, savory, salty, and very deep, like, dried fruity. Funny, because it's the seed of a dried fruit. Okay, anyway, let's get to tasting. Putting it salt side down, it's a pretty fruity bar at first, but the cocoa does actually come out in the end. The flavor doesn't change a lot throughout the entire tasting, so I waited until the end and I gave it a minute to settle after trying it at first, but the flavor of the bar itself never really goes beyond where you put it. It doesn't really coat your mouth, and the cocoa never gets really deep like you might expect a cacao from Tanzania too, because cacaos from Africa have this reputation for being pretty deeply cocoa-y and chocolatey. And this one is just really fruity, but not in an overpowering, like, acidic way. Just a very, like, red leathery, like, fruit leathery, with a little bit of nibs, like a little bit of chocolatey flavor kind of mix. And it pairs super well with the salt. So I really appreciate that choice of inclusion, because I think it elevates the whole bar rather than just being another bar in their lineup. Like, we have our salt bar and our plain bar and our bar with nibs. It was actually a very specific choice to pair it with this cacao. So I like this bar. I would really like to finish it off with a bottle of red wine, actually, but I have no idea which red wine I would choose. So if you have any recommendations, send me a DM on Instagram.
If you like this week's episode, please don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and leave a review for us on whatever platform you choose to download your podcasts on. I hope you have a wonderful week. See you next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.